You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello there, my name is Alec Christensen, and you're listening to my new show, Flashback, on CITR. Each episode, I will be joined by friends and enemies alike to discuss the pop culture landscape of today and yesterday in both Vancouver and around the world. Today, for our very first voyage, my good friend and fellow radio personality, Ava Zanata, is joining me to discuss her show, Word on the Street, and the Juno Awards. And later, I'll be interviewing Mike Stewart from the Vancouver band Blue Strange. This is Flashback with Alec Christensen.
My
Hey everybody, welcome to Flashback. I'm your host, Alec Christensen, and I will be your guide on this pop culture journey. Every other week from 6 to 7:30 p.m., Thursday nights, right here on CITR, we'll be taking a look at new music and the pop culture stories affecting Vancouver and the world. Thanks for tuning into our first episode. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to get into these topics we have planned out for today and to play some awesome music. But before we get too deep, I just kind of want to take a minute to explain what the show is. And the best way to sum it up is to say it's a bi-weekly exploration of new music and pop culture news. One thing I'm really excited about is that every episode I'll have different people sitting down with me to talk about the stories we cover and count down the CITR charts and explore some new music with, whether these people be friends or artists or just people I find fascinating. And we'll also be sitting down with different musicians to interview them about their new work. Today's no exception. My co-host today is a good friend named Ava Zanata, who will be joining me soon. She hosts Word on the Street here at CITR. It's a show that explores new music. We'll be talking about that in depth today. And then I'll also later on be speaking with Mike Stewart from the Vancouver band Blue Strange about the single they just released and their upcoming album. So be ready for that. We've got a great show for you today. I'm excited to get into it. Should be a great way to kick things off. But yeah, that's what it's going to be. Me and my friends talking about things we like, and hopefully things you like too. Welcome back to Flashback. I'm your host, Alec Christensen, in the studio with my good friend and fellow CITR radio personality, Ava Zanata. How's it going?
It's going good. This is Ava.
Glad to hear it. I'm glad you could be here today and help me launch this show, which I'm excited to do. But before we get too deep into today's topics and music, kind of want to get to know you a little bit, give some context to who you are. And because it's the first episode, I'm going to answer these questions with you to give some context to who I am as well before we get on our pop culture journey. So let's start with your hometown. Where are you from?
I am from Victoria, BC, so Vancouver Island.
Okay, born and raised?
Born and raised,
yeah. That's very exciting.
On an island.
I was born and raised in Tacoma, Washington, so further than you, but relatively close.
Yeah, not too far from home.
Same very rainy climate. And then you host, obviously, or you're one of many hosts on Word on the Street here at CITR. So you're kind of a music head. So what are some of your favorite bands or songs or artists?
Yeah, I don't really listen to like one specific genre of music. So my favorite artists are kind of all over the place. But like David Bowie, Tribe Called Quest, No Name, Cosmo Pike, Velvet Underground, Otis Redding. Like a big mix.
That's a good eclectic group.
Exactly.
I'm a fan of a lot of those. I also... big Vampire Weekend fan. I don't have them on the playlist at all today, which makes me a little sad, but I will definitely play a lot of them, especially because I think they have a new album coming out, which I'm very excited about.
It's been a couple years coming.
I know. It's been a long time coming. Okay. So we're going to get started. We'll talk about Ava's show, Word on the Street, today. We're also going to be speaking with Mike Stewart from the band Blue Strange about their upcoming album and talk about the Juno Awards, which are occurring this weekend. You're listening to Flashback.
Freckles like constellations. Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
And I'm Nathan.
And we're residents from Orchard Commons working on our student-run production of the musical Rent.
Rent follows the story of a group of young and hopeful artists and musicians in New York City who are under the shadow of HIV and AIDS.
The show explores issues such as race, queer identities, substance reliance, and poverty, while shining light on friendship, compassion, and love.
The show opens the weekend of March 23rd. Tickets are $10, and more information can be found on our Facebook event page, Orchard Commons Presents Rent.
Also, look out for our booths around campus for ticket sales.
Okay. You host Word on the Street, CITR, Tuesdays at 5 to 6, right?
Yeah.
Weekly? Awesome. Let's talk about it. There's several hosts on the show, right? So, like, about how many people are involved with it? It's a big group.
Yeah, it's basically Word on the Street is a show hosted by CITR's Music Affairs Collective, which all in all is something like 12 to 15 people.
That's wild.
So there's like a large group of us who contribute and get material for the show and just collaborate on ideas. But usually at any given on any given show, there's about 5 or 6 of us on air. So it's still a big group.
Sure.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Sure. Do most people all go on air, or do you have like people working on production stuff as well, or
a couple people usually do production stuff?
Okay.
But yeah, it's most people go on air.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You personally, we talked about your music tastes. What do you contribute to the show? Like, when you recommend songs or topics, like, what's your area of focus?
Well, the show isn't just about, like, new music. We also talk about a lot of music issues and everything, and just public, like, opinions among ourselves about different issues kind of plaguing the music community.
Sure. What, can you give me, like, an example of that?
Well, in the past, we've talked about, like, reselling tickets and
okay.
how, how, like, tickets can just be so expensive for concerts when artists, like, purposefully make them really cheap so people can go to them.
Right.
Yeah, like, accessibility at music events. We also have talked about separating, like, the music from the artist and if that affects how you listen to music.
Sure. Like, when people have different claims against them or whatever, like,
exactly.
art and artistry. Yeah, no, that's an important topic. It's a hard topic, too.
It's a really difficult topic. You don't really realize until you think about it
a
lot.
Right.
But yeah, and this next week, we are going to be talking about festivals and how, like, music festivals, how there's, especially around the Vancouver area, a lot of them have been shut down lately.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, I think, 2 more are starting up in Vancouver this year. So this is
new ones?
Like,
new festivals?
Yeah, Skookum and...
Oh, is that new?
Brand. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Guess I'm not from here. That's interesting. Why'd they shut down? Do you know?
Well, that's what we're kind of talking about. That's what we're talking
okay.
about. Just like a lot
no spoilers,
of
no spoilers.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's interesting.
A lot in this area have shut down. Like, I think 3 or 4 in the last, like,
wow.
3 or 4 years.
Okay, tune in to find out more. I was listening the other day, speaking of things that you like to contribute to the show, I guess, I heard you talk about South American music, which kind of piqued my interest a little bit. Can you give me a brief rundown of what you're into, or like what, I guess, either regions or artists that you're interested in? Because it seemed like you were definitely expressing interest in it.
Yeah, no. Basically, what I was talking about is I really want to get more into
it. Okay.
But I want to get more into that genre of music because at my house, my dad was a huge buff for South American music.
Sure.
In the 80s, so we had all these cassette tapes of, like, really, really awesome music. So
that's cool.
I'd want to see the natural progression of that music
right.
into what it is today.
Right.
I think that'd be interesting, and that is still something I am hoping to do soon.
Okay, maybe next time we get on, you can show us some music.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm glad you're here to co-host this episode with me on such short notice. Tune into Word on the Street, Tuesdays from 5 to 6, and we're going to listen to some more music.
I can't help it.
Okay, so I guess a little tradition that we're going to start on Flashback will be each episode. We're going to look at the CITR charts, look at the top five albums, and play songs from each of those albums and talk about them. We're going to do things a little differently, though, for this first episode. With the Juno Awards coming up on Saturday, we're going to look at songs from the nominees for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. So artists that aren't quite as big as maybe Drake and The Weeknd, but also definitely up-and-comers and people who are making big waves in music in Canada and around the world. So Ava, do you have any feelings about the Juno Awards? Do you pay attention? Do you have anyone you're rooting for, or are you just kind of aware they're happening? And
the Juno Awards, I've never really thought about them that much. I mean, I don't really track what happens at the Grammys.
Sure.
You know, so it's, and if I did like tune into a music show, it would probably be that one just because it's everywhere.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's cool that it's a Canadian awards show, but I haven't paid a lot of attention to it in recent years.
You're not a Juno head. You're not.
No.
Okay, that's fair.
I do know Michael Bublé's hosting. That did catch my attention.
Yes, famous Canadian artist Michael Bublé.
Right here in the city.
Yeah, I know. It's super exciting. I think that's also kind of why I wanted to talk about it, because it does have some like local relevance, because obviously we're a pop culture news show, but we also want to focus on what's happening in the area. And this is like a big deal. Like, there's a lot of people flying in and staying in Vancouver, and I don't know, maybe if anyone's into like celebrity watching, you can run into some people this weekend. Yeah, let's get into the song. So first up, we have Cotton Candy by Jesse Reyes. I just kind of picked random songs from each of these artists, just the ones I thought like sounded nice. So we're going to start with that. We'll let it play for a little bit, and then we'll jump in and talk about it and say how we feel, if we think maybe she should win, or if like we have a different opinion. Let's get into it.
Trying to brace myself for your call. Don't know where your head's at, or if you love me at all anymore. Can't wait to show you all the world I'm gonna give you, if you let me, if you let me. I know this road too well. Don't wanna see you at a bar and think we could've tried a little harder. Don't wanna see you at a bar and maybe you start thinking, damn, I lost her. Oh baby, don't lose me now. Baby, don't lose me now. Baby, don't lose me now. Baby, don't lose me now.
Still waiting for you. Have you ever heard of Jesse Reyes before? Reyes?
I've heard the name. I know she's playing at Oshiega, so I've seen her line up there, but
okay.
I haven't actually listened to her until this moment.
Right, right. Okay. What do you think?
Really great sound. Like, she has a fabulous voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, really intriguing.
Yeah, it's like a nice vibe. Like, it's chill, but it's like also like got some passion in it, you know?
It's kind of jazzy.
Yeah, definitely. I like it. It's cool. Okay, let's enjoy the rest of it. Okay, so here are some fun facts about Jesse Reyes. She's played on Jimmy Fallon and at the 2017 BET Awards in CBC's New Year's special at Niagara Falls, which was one of the coldest New Year's Eves in recent history in terms of their, like, where they broadcast from at Niagara Falls. Which, I don't know, you're a Canadian, so I'm going to ask you this. Is that the equivalent of the Times Square New Year's Eve, Niagara Falls?
To be completely honest, I have never heard
of
that before.
That's fair.
Ever. But
that's okay.
It could be.
Yeah.
Just to a much, much lesser degree.
That's cool. Okay. She's done a lot, so I almost feel bad for never like having known her songs or like
much about her besides maybe hearing her in passing. But, like, she's got it going. She's doing well. That was a good song.
She has time. She's a breakthrough artist.
Yeah, maybe she'll win. Maybe she will be the breakthrough artist. Okay, we've got another song coming up. This is Wanted You featuring Lil Uzi Vert by Nav.
Where you at? Oh, you want some neckish? I'm on my way. I'm on my way, bye.
I'm ashamed of all the things that I was doing for you. Should've known that all these girls are same and they ain't loyal. She a freak, took it to Nobu on the beach. Just to eat, Louboutins all on her feet. Where you get the money for them shoes, girl? You hit me on my DM like a fan, girl. Did you want me or did you want these bands? All she want is me. I hit the club and she the first one that I see. Said that she there cause she no promoters in the club. Kinda find out that my homeboy hit her up. All this ice, I need a freezer. Whip it up, egg beater. Whipping a two-seater. Said she love me, don't believe her. Can't be mediocre. 20 on a choker. Cuff girl, I don't know her. Yeah, give me face like poker.
Do you have thoughts?
Yeah, it's not my favorite. Like, I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a lot of different music in this genre that it also conveys the same type of beat.
Other people have done it better. Is that your take?
That's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diplomatic.
No, yeah, that's very diplomatic of you. I didn't know Nav was Canadian, but he's from Toronto, and he was discovered by Drake. And he was featured on OVO Sound Radio on Beats 1 and helped write Drake's Meek Mill diss track, which feels like that was a long time ago. So
yeah,
he's been around for a minute as well, and he's working with Lil Uzi Vert, who's like very well known at this point.
It's odd that he's considered a breakthrough artist then.
I know. I feel like a lot of these award shows, they were kind of weird about how they do that. Like, if you look at the Grammys, Chance the Rapper won Best New Artist a couple years ago, but he's been around for more than a couple years. This is okay. I don't know how. I don't know. Yeah, all my country's blue. Little bit gone down with you. Hit it from the back while Uzi stand in front of you. 23, but I had her when I was 22. What? I can't wipe that girl, she felt like 22. You can't get a kiss, can't get caught tonguing you. Lil Uzi, I got lots of girls, no, they ain't just wanting you. Off-white on my Prestos, all these girls I'm running through. I can't text her back, these Franklin's what I'm thumbing through. Good finger in that bitch, I use a thumb or two. Made her number one and you ain't even number two. All this ice, I need a freezer, whip it up, egg beater. Whipping a two-seater, said she love me, don't believe her. Can't be mediocre, 20 on a choker. Cuff girl, I don't know her, yeah. Give me face like poker. Whoa, can't believe I wanted you. Whoa, I can't believe I wanted you, yeah. Girl, I can't believe I wanted you. Girl, I can't believe I wanted you. Okay, so that was Wanted You by Nav. I don't think that was our favorite. I don't think it was bad.
No, it was just, I feel like I've heard similar things done better.
Yes. And between those two songs, I got to go so far with Cotton Candy, Jessie Reyes.
It was more unique.
Yeah, she was like doing something new. That song was like very like, I don't know, we've heard a lot of songs like that, like you said, in like the last couple of years.
Jessie Reyes, her song seemed more like what I would be expecting from a breakout artist,
yeah.
Like a breakthrough artist.
Yes, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Okay, number three today is Virginia DeVegas, who I think this guy was born in, he was born in the States, I think in Ohio, but he grew up in Ontario, so he is Canadian, at least in terms of like where his artistry comes from. This song is called Emotions. It's the unplugged version.
And this is his first big nomination since a pop artist or group of the year at the 2015 Sirius XM Indie Awards. So let's check it out.
Do you love me or just love to take my time up? If you want me like I want you, make your mind up. I've been waiting, praying you don't keep these games going. All this time I played the fool and I just didn't know it. Every time I take you home, when I wake up you're gone, damn. I'll be yours for life. I've been waiting, praying you don't keep these games going. All this time I played the fool and I just didn't know it.
What do you think of this one?
I'm really curious as to why it's an unplugged version and what that, like, the actual version would sound like. Because there's a lot going on in it.
Yeah, definitely. It's not just the piano, there's like, it still sounds like relatively like hi-fi. It's not.
Yeah, I feel like I have heard it before.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we want to hear the plugged version?
I think that might be helpful to understand more of what the song comes across as.
Definitely. Okay, this is it.
Oh yeah, this is a different
This is not what I expected.
This seems more organic.
Do you love me or just love to take my time up? If you want me like I want to,
I didn't think it was gonna be pop.
I used to work at H&M and this seems very much like walk in the door and like Yeah, this changes the song.
I dig this a lot more than what I did before.
It was a little bit, like, there wasn't enough going on. It was just, like, so, like, such a normal song. And now it's,
wow,
like, it fits more into a genre.
Yeah.
Very different.
I like this more.
It's funny, it makes you realize how much, like, an unplugged version really, like, exposes the song to, like, bare bones.
I was wondering, if this was unplugged, what's the actual song going to sound like? And this is definitely, like, I thought it would be kind of electric, maybe, if that was the unplugged version.
It's like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes to show how much it changes the song.
Yeah, definitely. Let's enjoy it.
Running is for
I'm really glad we looked into that.
It changed the song so much.
It changed how I felt about the song a lot, too. Not just, like, how it sounded. Like, it was boring. Like,
it
Unplugged
was
boring.
But that's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, like, if a song that was that, like, stimulating when it was the actual version, it just goes to show, like, how one-dimensional some songs are, even though they come across as, like, they just distract you with a lot of different synths and sounds.
Yeah. That was, like, it was good.
It's a learning experience.
Even, like, the normal version of the song was good, I thought, but it was, like, still kind of...
Like, I'd heard it a thousand times.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing, like, cutting edge. I'm still writing for Jesse right now.
Same.
Okay, next up, another Toronto native. This is Alan Raymond. The song's called Go My Way off his 2017 album, Courtney. Might be the one I'm rooting for now.
I'm still between the first one and this one.
Okay.
But this is interesting because it's almost like an old sound. Like his voice, he has a really really cool voice. But then also at the chorus, it switched to a much more like present pop kind of synthy feel.
He's channeling a lot of different.
Yeah, he's putting them all into it.
Like, not even just like regions, but like times, you know, as well.
And genres too.
Yeah.
It's very kind of. Alternative, like early 2000s, very like aggressive, but then also like still soft.
Yeah, even the opening really reminded me, like the opening was kind of almost grungy with that like lo-fi guitar, but then it really moves into more of a poppy chorus. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a really interesting mix. I feel like I haven't heard it before.
Have you heard of Alan Raymond before, or is he?
I have not. Those are all new artists.
Yeah. Fun, new music discovery. That was cool. I like it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know which one I'm rooting for more now between those two. I guess it's all subjective anyway, but like it's still fun. It's fun to pick one to root for.
Yeah. I really, really enjoy Jesse Reyez.
Yeah.
She's
doing something really cool.
Mm-hmm. It was a really interesting sound. But this one was also awesome, like the Alan Raymond song, Go My Way.
Yeah, definitely. Preferred Nov and Virginia to Vegas. No offense. Okay, we've got one more, though, so let's not, I guess, get too eager to root for one, which is something I should be telling myself more than you. I feel like you're more ambivalent about it than I am.
Yeah.
Last song, it's called Paradise Motion by Charlotte Cardin, off her 2017 EP Main Girl.
Similar to Jessie Reyes, as in these like both women who have really, really powerful and unique voices, but I find that she's kind of relying a little bit on like other synthy things when she really doesn't have to. I mean, Jessie Reyes, her song Cotton Candy is very like, her voice is unapologetically unique in that, and I'm leaning towards that song still.
Sure. Good take. I like this part of the song. I like this part. Drop kind of almost. This is new.
Yeah, I do like it. I do feel like I've heard it a couple times before.
Yeah.
It's a very classic progression for songs that with like a woman who has a very powerful voice.
Right, right. I feel like of all of them, this is probably my middle song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this is the least offensive, but like competent and like good. Like it's catchy. But, yeah, definitely, like, middle of the pack. I wouldn't be mad if she won, but I wouldn't, like, she would be my first choice.
But, yeah, it's very catchy, and, like, it's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the other two people, Alan Raymond and Jessie Reyes, were doing a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, they were pushing it a bit more, which I appreciated.
Totally, totally. Okay. Moment of truth. What did we like? What would you vote for if you were a voting member of whatever academy is responsible for the Juno Awards?
I would have to go with the first.
Jessie?
The first song, Jessie Reyes, Cotton Candy. I thought that was a really, really cool sound.
Yeah. Just listen to the beginning of it again.
Don't know where your head's at.
It is really cool. It's like really... Like, there's a lot going on, but also not. You know, it's very simple. Very, like, it does showcase who she is and, like, her voice really well.
Yeah. Especially for a new artist, that's so important to establish who you are and, like, set you apart from all these other artists who are also already established and talented.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I can get behind this. I was torn between her and Alan Raymond for a long time, like kind of like you were. But you sold me on this. This is cool. All right. So we're going to move on again. We've got an interview with Mike Stewart from Blue Strange coming up in a little bit. But we're going to listen to a couple songs before then. Ava, you got to go soon. I'm glad you could come in and be here and help me on my first voyage into the pop culture foray.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
We owe you big. Tune in to hear Ava. Word on the Street airs Tuesdays at 5 on CITR. Do you have any last plugs you want to give?
I think I'm good.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in. This is Flashback.
You give me a reason. What in music makes us dance? Professor Olivier Sen will explore this question in a public lecture about the science of groove this Thursday at 5 p.m. at the Green College Coach House. This lecture is part of a week-long symposium in the series Exploring Musical Time, hosted by the UBC School of Music.
Skookum Festival is here, where urban meets wild in Vancouver's iconic Stanley Park, September 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Killers, Florence and the Machine, Metric, R. Kells, The War on Drugs, St. Vincent, Father John Misty, Blue Rodeo, Mother Mother, Chromeo, Bahamas, Stereophonics, and many more. Passes on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through SkookumFestival.com. Skookum Festival, produced by Brand Live, in collaboration with Virgin Mobile.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. Tune in Friday nights at 11 p.m. till late here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're a producer or a DJ or an MC or any of those things and you love drum and bass or ambient sounds, please email me. My email address is CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Flashback. I'm your host, Alec Christensen, and I have on the phone right now Mike Stewart from the band Blue Strange, formerly known as Dirty Mike and the Boys. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, it's going good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm glad we got you on here for the first episode of the show. You guys
Absolutely.
Just released a single. Congratulations on that. We're gonna
thanks.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. We're going to hear that in a few minutes. And then, but in the meantime, I just kind of want to talk about the history of the band. So first of all, how did you guys get started back when you were Dirty Mike and the Boys?
Well, we'd known each other for quite a while through high school. I actually knew the drummer Terrence through elementary growing up. And we're always jamming like this and there like throughout high school. And then eventually, a couple years out, decided to finally put it together and play some shows.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So about how long have you guys been working together? Like, obviously, since elementary school, but years, in terms of years.
yeah, since we became Dirty Mike and the Boys, probably 5-6 years,
okay.
I would say.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Roughly, yeah. Yeah, cheers.
In terms of the name, is Dirty Mike and the Boys, I was wondering, is that a reference to the other guys? The
Absolutely, it is.
Okay. That one, it went over my head. I was out to dinner with some friends the other day, and we started talking about it, and someone pointed that out, and I had to go look up the clip, because I saw it a long time ago, and that scene is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's an absolute classic.
That's awesome. Okay, and then you guys describe yourself as kind of a blues rock, right? Is that a fair genre to put on it if we had to?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been trying to put a name on it for a while.
Yeah.
But we like to always include the word modern or indie.
Yeah,
and then
definitely.
Blues rock, of course, yeah.
I guess, like, do you have any key inspirations that you keep coming back to in terms of either artists or just musical movements that you guys find yourselves coming back to time and time again? Or
revisiting, yeah. Like, we're hugely inspired by classic rock, so you can hear that quite a lot through the album and even in some of the lyrics and stuff like that.
Definitely.
Just all the bands, Beatles, Led Zeppelin, across the board.
Of course.
Jimi Hendrix.
That's cool.
And then, yeah, like, modern day stuff too, like Arctic Monkeys and whatever's huge.
The Black Keys are there. I kind of noticed that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. And then I guess kind of what inspired the name change for you guys is, and going along with that, do you think you'll have maybe a new sound coming, or do you want to kind of keep going with what you have just under a new moniker?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're staying with the same sound.
Okay.
Just trying to move away from I guess the reference from the other guys is a start as well. And there's another few bands out there already located in L.A. and whatnot that are, yeah, they already had the name. So we want to get away from that.
Sure, sure. Diversify a little bit.
Exactly. Plus, we think Blue Strange sort of identifies more with our sound.
Sure, sure.
Dirty Mike and the Boys, you sort of think a little bit rebellious.
Yeah.
Which maybe we can be at times, but more punk, kind of, I would say.
Definitely. It is a little more, almost, it is a little aggressive sounding. Blue Strange, I think, captures the vibe a little
better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Does absolutely the name come from something, or is it, you like just liked how it sounds, or how did we come to that?
Yeah, it's more of a name we've just been tossing around for a while. Like how it sounds, almost got the word blues in it as well.
Sure.
So it kind of hit home.
No, that makes total sense.
Yeah, exactly.
So new album, Farewell to the Boys, which of course kind of references the departure from the other name. What do you want to say about it? What information do you feel comfortable giving, I guess? We know it might be coming out in April, but like in terms of how long it is or either
highlights
from the process or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a shorter length album for sure. We only featured 8 tracks on it in total.
Okay.
And they're just mostly songs that we've had in our back pocket for a long time and wanted to finally get on paper and get out there. It's been sort of a long time coming, getting this album wrapped up and pushing it out there, so we're super stoked to finally get it out.
That's exciting. And the recording process, you're through that, right? So now you're in the kind of the post-production and gearing up for the release?
Exactly, yeah. Everything is pretty much ready to go. We just had to initiate, sort of the name change and make sure everything was in order, and we're pretty much set to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and play one of the songs from your old EP. We're going to listen to My Bird, My Wing.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Classic.
It's the time of year again when the night is dim. When we see the tail of the wind. I'll forget I'll kill my bird, my wing. I can see the way in frosty air. My bird, my wing. We're just taking off. Take me to the wall. Are fading blue. The tale is true. We're glad the night without no sound. The wings don't move. We're miles from the star. Take me to the wall. Down a talent, hit the ground. My
Okay. So your EP came out, it's called Shifting Gears, came out 2015, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's three songs on there. You have My Bird, My Wing, California, and then, remind me the third one.
Haunted Rooms.
Haunted Rooms, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
And we just listened to My Bird, My Wing. Great song. I almost like, in that song, I like the kind of almost Western vibe it has.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Definitely, you feel like the Ranger is rolling up into the town just from that guitar sound. I love that. But I guess my next question, the transition from Shifting Gears to Farewell to the Boys, was there anything new you wanted to say with it, or did you want to just try and capture the same energy on a larger scale that the album would allow you to do as opposed to an EP?
Yeah, exactly. Larger scale for sure, and just embody more of our like complete sound.
Right.
It's sort of fine with this album. We play it a lot like our sets are outlined, where we start sort of in a more upbeat party vibe, but then we kind of go into more of a darker tone, close to, I guess My Bird, My Wing, but a lot of songs and drop D sort of, and just, try to play our full range of sound.
That's awesome.
Through the album.
And then the recording process, was it just you three in there, you, Terrence, and Blair? Or did you guys collaborate with anyone, or...?
It was mostly us three. We do have a guy that features on one song now. He plays the harmonica.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a good sound.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And then when the album comes out, do you guys plan on doing a release show or kind of a tour of the mainland or anything? Or what do you, or have you even gotten to the point yet of the post-album release? What's going to happen?
We've been looking at it. We're hoping April 6th would be the date we can release as we have scheduled the show. So, but we are not sure if we're going to get everything set in time.
Okay.
So we might do a late announcement that we might release it then. And then after that, I think we're looking more into the fall for booking shows. A lot of us are pretty busy already.
Sure.
We've sort of been, waiting on the album before pushing it out.
Right.
And booking all these shows, yeah.
Because none of you guys are full-time musicians, right? This is on the side?
It's definitely part-time at the moment, for sure.
That's awesome. Awesome that you were able to make it happen. How long was the process? Because considering, I guess, you have work lives and family lives, how long was the process in writing, recording, and now the current release process you're in right now for Farewell to the Boys?
Yeah, it does span over quite a few months just with things cropping up and booking recording sessions. The actual recording itself only took about 5 days in studio, 5 full days in studio.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of the writing was done previously just over the years. Some songs are newer, some we've had in our set for a little while.
Sure.
So, a lot of the hard part was already kind of done. We had everything composed. I had all the ideas already laid out. So it was pretty quick in getting it down. But, yeah, definitely a balance in scheduling, trying to get everyone there on the same day.
Yeah, that's no small feat. Okay, we're going to wrap up, and we're going to listen to the new single. Before we do you have any shout-outs you want to give? I kind of want to give guests the opportunity to either thank people they want to thank or just call someone out if they want to as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'd like to thank Emily Nicole and Ryan Montague for all their work. I'm just getting everything together, and of course, Kai at the studio, Larry from the mastering, and thanks to the boys for all their work.
Awesome. And then people who want to keep up with Blue Strange, what are the best ways to do that?
Just mainly through Facebook is the way we communicate to our fans. So everyone's on there, Blue Strange, and then we're on all the other outlets, Instagram and whatnot too.
Awesome. Okay. Follow them, like them, subscribe on YouTube.
iTunes, Spotify, of course.
Too. iTunes, Spotify. Be out awesome. There. Okay. Right now it looks like April 6th, but follow them so you can find out when exactly it'll come out. Thanks for calling in, Mike. I'm glad we got to talk, and maybe we can get you back on after the album comes out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Cheers.
Thank you. years they gave to us might not be so bad if I knew I was strong enough. All these years of losing my touch might not be so bad if I knew I was waking up.
The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole.
Okay. Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. Nope, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
Like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
Welcome back to Flashback. We're about to wrap up our first episode, but before we do, I want to make a few announcements. This is a bi-weekly show, so first of all, tune in 2 weeks for an all-new episode. I'll be speaking with Quake Matthews, a rapper from Halifax, as well as my friend and new amateur vlogger, Lauren Meyer. Tune in next week at this same time to hear No Dead Air with Lucas Phillip. He'll be playing some great experimental jazz fusion. Before we go, I want to say a quick happy birthday to my mom, special shout out, and in honor of you, I'm going to play Long Time Running by The Tragically Hip. Happy birthday, Mom.
Does your mother tell you things long, long when I'm gone? Who you talking to? She telling you I'm one. It's a great mistake. And I'm wide awake. Driving's rained out. Weatherman with fingers in the sky. He pokes it out, pulls it in, don't know why. It's the same mistake. It's been a long time running. It's been a long time coming. It's well worth the wait. Don't go. Just on trips, we haven't seen a thing. We still don't know where it is. It's a safe mistake. Got a boatload of nerve.
would say you've been told. You work me against my friends and you'll get left out in the cold. It's the same mistake. It's been a
big thank you to Mike Stewart for calling in. Special shout out to my incredible co-host Ava Zanata for coming through. Stay tuned in to CITR. C1 Productions is up next, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Flashback. Thanks for listening.